Daily Light, September the 27th, morning. Humble yourself, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, so that at the proper time he may exalt you. Everyone who is arrogant in heart is an abomination to the Lord. Be assured, he will not go unpunished. But now, O Lord, you are our Father. We are the clay, and you are our potter. We are all the work of your hand. Be not so terribly angry, O Lord, and remember not iniquity for ever. Behold, please look, we are all your people. You have disciplined me, and I was disciplined like an untrained calf. Bring me back, that I may be restored, for you are the Lord my God. For after I had turned away, I relented. And after I was instructed, I slapped my thigh. I was ashamed, and I was confounded, because I bore the disgrace of my youth. Oh, it is good for a man that he bear the yoke in his youth. Affliction does not come from the dust, nor does trouble sprout from the ground. But man is born to trouble as the sparks fly upward. Humble yourself, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, so that at the proper time he may exalt you. 1 Peter 5, 6. And Proverbs 16, 5. Isaiah 64, 8 and 9. Jeremiah 31, 18 and 19. Lamentations 3, 27. Job 5, 6 and 7. Daily Light, September the 27th, evening. Did God actually say? And the tempter came and said to him, If you are the Son of God. Jesus answered, It is written. It is written. It is written. And then the devil left him. I may not return with you, for it was said to me by the word of the Lord, You shall neither eat bread nor drink water there. And he said to him, I also am a prophet as you are. And an angel spoke to me by the word of the Lord, saying, Bring him back with you into your house, that he may eat bread and drink water. But he lied to him. So he went back with him. It is the man of God who disobeyed the word of the Lord. Therefore the Lord has given him to the lion, which has torn him and killed him, according to the word that the Lord spoke to him. But even if we, or an angel from heaven, should preach to you a gospel contrary to the one we preach to you, let him be accursed. I have stored up your word in my heart, that I might not sin against you. Did God actually say? Genesis 3, verse 1. And Matthew 4, verses 3, 4, 7, 10, and 11. 1 Kings 13, 16 to 19 and 26. Galatians 1, 8. Psalm 119, 11.